Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Coley Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
Why are our children killing other people? I don't mean to be an alarmist. No, that's a lie. Yes, I do mean to be an alarmist because I'm alarmed. Recently, a group of African-American young people, both male and female, in Chicago, kidnapped and tortured a mentally challenged white man. In my hometown of Baltimore, about 2 years ago, two black young men and a teenage boy, yes, I said boy because he was a teenager and younger than me. So all of you self-righteous, politically correct folk, just get that linguistic wedgie out of your rear end. These young people kidnapped, held captive, tortured, raped, and murdered a teenage African-American girl. More recently than that, a young African-American man, 26, allegedly firebombed a home where two African-American teenage boys were killed and three others seriously injured. I want to be clear that I am in no way implying that these heinous, degenerate acts of violence are solely an issue of African black people. White people and all people of colors have gone buck wild, crazy violent too. But however, because I am an adult African black man, I believe I have a responsibility, a moral obligation to try to find out why young black people are killing other people. Why does there appear to be a complete lack of appreciation for the sanctity of human life? Here is my theory. Young black people are violent and commit violent acts because we, all of us as a society, have overtly or covertly committed disgusting acts of emotional, psychological, mental violence on the psyches and spirits of young black people. No. Just hear me out. This is not going to be another bleeding heart liberal story attempting to make excuses for disgusting violence perpetrated by African black people. No, it is to understand that when you are born into a society and culture that tells you from birth that you are worthless, that you are dangerous, that you are ugly, that you are violent, and you are only good for three things. One is to be an athlete with aggressive, violent behavior so that other people can watch and vicariously be violent. Two, be an entertainer to amuse others, but never using that art to elevate or inspire or to change society, or you will be shunned. And three, to be objectified physically as a sexual object. For African black boys and men is to be hypersexualized as an aggressive sexual predator. For African black girls and women, is to be the lustful, always ready for sex vixen of white male desire. Just imagine what that is like when you are told on multiple levels that you are nothing, that you are disgusting, that you are unintelligent, that you are dumb, that you are useless. And when you look at another person who happens to resemble you, look more like you, why do you respect that life when you've been told on so many levels that your life isn't worth being respected, appreciated, or cared for? let's think about why these behaviors are happening and attempt to solve them. You cannot punitively punish emotional, psychological trauma away. People, you have to heal it by dealing with it, admitting that there is a problem, and genuinely committing to solve it. My name's Coley Tangela, and that's my take.
We in the house like Japanese in Japan or Koreans in Korea. Had to fill in free Mamiya with the Kuji Chagaliya, true.